Blessings on you tonight. Blessings upon each of you tonight. The Lord favor you. The Lord keep you. The Lord cause his face to shine upon you continuously. We are so grateful to have this opportunity to be on with you for this another prophetic prayer partnership. Our Monday nights are very special to me, and I pray that they are to you. I pray that you are literally looking forward to these Monday night sessions because it is not only a time for us to pray, but it is also a time for us to be refreshed. There are so many questions that are being asked all around the world. There are so many things that are transpiring that are leaving so many who are a part of the kingdom of God in really the state of derision. And that word derision really means confusion. With all that is transpiring, one would seem to be asking, where is God? What is God going to do about all of the chaos and all of the things that are transpiring all around the world? Well, I want you to know that God is still on the throne, and I want you to know that he is still in charge. You know, I used to say in control, and I think we all have adopted that God is still in control. But I think that when we start to consider some of the things that are transpiring, I believe that God relinquishes control to situations and circumstances, but he yet remains in charge. That although there are things that are happening beyond our control, God remains in charge. My spiritual mother many years ago said it this way: the devil may have served it, but it is God who ordered it, meaning that God is in charge. The boss overall, King of kings and Lord of lords. Well, we're talking tonight about navigating through dark spaces. We are concluding our Monday night sessions for the month of February, dealing with that subject matter. We have been there all month long. And I want you to be encouraged to know that there is something going to be shared tonight that is going to uplift your spirit and keep you encouraged. One of the things we must begin to understand is the antonym, the very opposite of darkness. The opposite of darkness is light. The opposite of darkness is light. In yesterday's service, I began to share about looking to Jesus, and I begin to really expound on the treasure that is found in earthen vessels. We begin to highlight that Jesus is the treasure. And we are the vessels, we are the jars. And when the Spirit of God lives on the inside of you, it begins to change and alter the value of your life. I want us to pay attention tonight to the very words of Christ as he is talking to his disciples and the multitude of people who had come to hear him teach on the Mount of Olives. It is amazing that we find at verse number 14, Jesus saying something that I think is worth us paying attention to tonight. Look what he says at Matthew 5, verse 14. You are the light of the world. I want to stop there because herein is our challenge as we are getting ready to leave the month of February and enter into the month of March. When we start asking, what is God going to do about all of the darkness and all of the chaos and all of the disorder and all of the dysfunction and all of the wickedness and all of the evil? What is God going to do? Can I share with you tonight? He has already done it. Well, what do you mean, Bishop? He has already brought solution to the problem even before the problem existed. What is the solution? You are the solution. There is but one solution to every dark deed, every diabolical act. There is but one solution, and that solution is found in you. It's found in your choices. It's found in your decisions. It's found in your maneuverings, your movements. It's found in your vision. It's found in your pursuits. It's found in your activities. It's found in your relationality. It's found in you. You are the light of the world. And I know that we have talked about Jesus being the light of the world, and he is. But if Jesus is the light of the world and he is in you, then you are the light of the world. He says, you are the light of the world. At verse 14, Matthew 5, he says, a city built on a hill cannot be hid. In other words, nothing can black out your light. Oh my God. Nothing can black out your light. Nothing can overshadow you and keep you from becoming your best you. Nothing can come and undermine you or come and put out your light. You are the light of the world. You are a city on a hill that cannot be hid. It is obvious, it is apparent of who you are. Here's what's amazing. A lot of the times when we think about how we could respond or how we could react to certain circumstances, I mean, truthfully, I don't think that there's anybody on this line tonight who has never thought about retaliation or revenge or, operating in another persona or moving outside of your character. I don't think there's anybody on this line that has ever, not had those thoughts. But here is the victory of that. Here's the victory of that. Anytime you would move outside of your character, it would be so obvious that you were out of character. It would be so obvious that you were out of sorts. Why would it be so obvious? Because you are unique. You are different. There is something very different about you. And that is something that you must begin to understand and you must begin to embrace, that you are not as others. You cannot do as others do. There are so many others who get to do things and participate, and their activities are rambunctious and very boisterous and very reckless and very destructive. But it doesn't seem like the consequences are the same as if they would be for you. And the reason being is because you cannot be hid. There's a light that's in your life. There's a light that's on your life. And because of this light, there is a responsibility for you to be responsible and accountable to that very light. That I must move with an integrity. I must move with a high sense of character. I must move and I must be intentional in my movements. I must be cognizant in my movements. I must make sure that when I respond, I'm responding with full thought. I'm not reactive. I'm not reckless. I'm not inconsiderate. I'm not lacking in courtesy, but that I am constantly showing forth my light. This is who you are. Jesus's entire Sermon on the Mount was reminding or sharing and instructing his disciples of who they are. And I believe on this call tonight, you just need to be reminded of who you are. And I know there are certain circumstances that are breaking out in your life and certain situations that are happening in your life. And it would just seem very easy for you to get in your carnal and get in your flesh and get in your humanity and just begin to really deal with things how your humanity would like to deal with things. But I want to remind you, there is a reason why the light is in your life. There is a reason why the light is on your life. Don't let the darkness black out your light. I want to say this again to you. Don't let the darkness black out your life. I want to prophesy. I want to affirm. I want to confirm no blackouts. Can you say that with me tonight? No blackouts. Come on, let's declare that. No blackouts. I want you to declare that with me right now on the conference line, on the Zoom platform. Come on, let's declare it. No blackouts. Don't let the darkness black out your light. There is a light that is within you, a strong light, an eternal light, a light that is not of this world, a light that can only come from heaven above, a light that is otherworldly. Don't let no darkness, don't let no evil, don't let no betrayal, don't let no backstabber, don't let anything of the sort black out your light. Keep that light on. Keep that light on and keep that light shining bright. You are a city on a hill that cannot be hid. Look what verse 15 Jesus goes on to say. He says, "No one after lighting a lamp puts it under the bushel basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house." So the responsibility is not on others to shine light. Here is the weight, here is the burden of responsibility that is on you. You ready? You must bring the light. And the only way that everyone else will have clear visibility is if you are present. And so, for many of you, you feel overwhelmed and you feel like you're burning out. And I understand it because the burden of responsibility is that you must be for everyone else what they don't have the capacity to be. I want to share with you that not many people carry the light. Not many people carry the light. Think about the scripture of the 10 virgins, and five were wise and five were foolish, and they each had equal opportunity, but not everybody carries the light. Turn your light on. Let your light shine. Allow your light to become the beacon that everyone around you will have clear visibility. It's a heavy responsibility, but it is your responsibility and it is yours to carry. So I'm asking the Lord tonight on your behalf to strengthen you because you have got to keep the light on. I'm telling you, sisters and brothers, if your light goes out, the light goes out for your bloodline. If your light goes out, the light goes out for your company. When your light goes out, the light goes out for your relationships. I'm just telling you that the burden of responsibility to be the light is on you. You are the light of the world. Finally, at verse number 16, Jesus says this, "In the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven." And I know that there is a tempting notion that is in the land today because we are seeing so many people do vile and wicked things, and it seems as if they're getting away with it. We are seeing so many people move in the shadows and move in darkness, and it just seems like they're just moving, and they're moving without consequence, and they're moving without repercussion. And there's this notion in the back of your mind, I wonder if I could do it and get away with it. I wonder if I could. I wonder if I could. I wonder if I could. Well, let me answer that for you. You cannot. The light in you is too bright. You would be spotted immediately. It is nothing and no way for you to get away with the things that we are seeing others get. And guess what? It's not worth it. Keep your light shining bright. You are the light of the world. It's not just Jesus, but Jesus in us makes us also the light of the world. They're looking to you. They're looking to you. They're depending upon you to remain the light, to remain the positive, to remain the consistent, to remain the constant. Be the light. I want you to declare this with me tonight. I must be the light. Come on, come on, come on. Say it with me tonight. I must be the light. I must be the light. In everywhere I go and in all that I do, I must be the light. Even in the time of my affliction, even in the time of my being overwhelmed, I must be the light. I must be the example. I must be the leading force. I must lead the charge. I must lead the way. I must show through demonstration, not just through my words, but through my demonstration. I must demonstrate the power of God and let it be activated in my life constantly. I must be the light. I have a responsibility and I cannot let go of my responsibility. Yes, there's a lot of things happening all around all of us. And it seems like it's so bad that we just want to throw up our hands and say, forget it. But that would be allowing the darkness to black out our light. That would be allowing the darkness to blow out our bulbs. But I'm telling you tonight, it is time for you and I to accept the responsibility, turn up the wattage, and let the light shine. I don't care who's doing what's going on. I don't care how much is transpiring, how much is breaking out. I'm not letting anything change me from being the light. God gave me this responsibility. And I want to tell everybody on this line, you may not be a pastor, you may not be a prophet, you may not be an evangelist, you may not be a minister, you may not have a collar, a license, or any title in the church, but I'll tell you what you are the light of the world. According to the word of the Lord, you are the light of the world, and that is responsibility all by itself. That is a heavy mandate all by itself. You are the light of the world. You're the light. And I must be the light. I don't have time. I don't have time to take a break. It's too much darkness. It's too much darkness. And if I take a break, I might be consumed by this darkness. I might be overtaken by this darkness. I might not be able to get my light back on if I take a break. I got to keep my light on. No breaks. Keep the light on. And I don't care how high it runs up the bill. Keep the light on. God said, don't even worry about how high the bill is. Keep the light on. Shine the light. What I have learned, and I need you to hear me, what I have learned is dark forces hate the appearance of light. Look at the depiction of every dark creature, every dark force, every dark monster that has ever been shown to us on screen, in books, so forth and so on. Every time there was light, they would scatter. They would scatter or they would be severely injured because of the light. And I want to tell you, if you're tired of the darkness, shine the light on it. Shine the light on it until the darkness is so offended that it flees. Darkness cannot overpower light. You and I have a responsibility to be the light. Be the light. Be the light. That's how we're going to navigate through these dark times. That's how we're going to navigate through these dark situations. That's how we're going to navigate through dark moments and dark spaces. We got to be the light. He has put in us a treasure, a light, so that we can become the light of the world. I'm so excited to be able to pray with you tonight. I'm so excited to be able to lift you up in prayer tonight. And I'm so glad that you are on tonight to hear these words, because I believe for many of you who are connected to the call, to the Zoom platform, this was something that you needed in reminder tonight. There are 100 prayer partners connected between the Zoom platform and the conference line. And I believe you needed this reminder tonight. This is going to be a unique season for you, a tremendously impactful and effective season for you as you walk into your fullest potential and become the light of the world. I want to share that I'm continuously praying for those of you who have submitted your prayer requests. Kishwana Copeland, Hadia Holmes, Latoya Hampton, Verna Simmons, Harriet Shelby, Diane Harsh, Benita Thompson, Tanya Bryant, Ruth Aileen, Priscilla Everett, Cheryl Trappier, Denise Bryant Brooks, Teresa Lee, Naisha Cooper, Sharima Abdullah, Javier Cheatham, Rochelle Maxwell, Justin Mack, D. Scott, Arletha Bullard Amparado, Diamond Smichael, Latoya Nugent, Sandra Thompson, Robert and Tara Sorrells, Patrice Taylor, Rosalinda Archbold, Janet Durbin, Michelle Tarua, Redonia Johnson, Terry Copeland, Shalisa Watson, Johnny Stafford, Richard Tarua, Celeste Johnson, Benjamin Payton, Shanika Muniz, Deborah Johnson, Janet James, Tara Ashburn, Shaquana Johnson, Bernice Jones, Derek Dominic, Tiana Jackson, Geraldine Hall, Annette West, Martin Merced, and Jacqueline McFarlane. We are praying for each of you. I am believing God for your breakthrough and for your deliverance. I want us to prepare to pray tonight. I have asked one of our prayer warriors from our church, our elder Sabrina Lopez, I've asked her to come on and to join me in our prayer tonight. I've asked her to come on because I believe that God has given her a very potent and powerful prayer ministry. She's one of the many prayer warriors in our church that I know God has given a tremendous prayer ministry to. I want to, at this time, welcome Elder Sabrina Lopez to the platform. God bless you, Elder.
Blessings, grace and peace, blessings. Let
God
us
bless.
pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come tonight with one mind, one heart, and one accord, touching and agreeing with one another tonight, oh God. We've come for those who have laid their prayers and their petitions upon you, and their request has been known. Father, we come tonight touching and agreeing according to your holy and righteous word. Father, your word declares that the Lord is our light and our salvation. Whom shall we fear? The Lord is the strength of our life. Of whom shall we be afraid? Father, you declare that we are the light of the world. And this evening, oh God, we want to say thank you, oh God. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for the assurance of your word. Thank you, Father, for we know now that your presence is here, right here with us, because your word declares where there are two or three gathered in your name. And Father, we're touching and agreeing. We're touching and agreeing according to your word this evening that you are our Father. God, you see and you know all things. You know the path that you have course and charted for our lives. You know what has already been mapped out according to your word. Father, you are the God that knows the plans, that has established it for our lives, oh God. And your word declares that we are the light of the world. So Father, we pray this evening in the name of Jesus, oh God, that we will not allow the darkness of situations, that we will not allow the darkness of things we hear and we see, that in this season, Father, that we would begin to guard the gates, the ear gates, the eye gates, oh God, our mouth, our voices, oh God, that we would understand, oh God, that we are the light and you are the light that is continually shining in us, oh God. God, we pray, Father, tonight in the name of Jesus, that the glory of the Lord would rise and shine upon us, oh God, that we would be reminded, Father, that you are the one that lights the path. You are the one that lights the way, Father. We declare according to your word, because your word declares for us, Father, that you said you wish above all things that we would prosper and that we would be in good health, even as our souls prosper, oh God. So, Father, we pray tonight, God, whatsoever things your word said that we desire when we pray. Father, we're touching and agreeing, believing that we are receiving just what you have given us. We are receiving, oh God, our healings, oh God. You told us, oh God, to not to walk by sight, Father. So tonight, God, we're walking by faith, because faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Father, in this season, because we are the light, we're going to walk in faith, and we're not going to get betwixt. We're not going to allow our eyes not to see clearly, oh God, because you have already lit the path. And Father, we thank you, oh God. We thank you because you are leading us and you are guiding us all the way. So no matter what the challenge, no matter what the petition is, you have already established the end from the beginning and you know all things. So Father, I pray, oh God, in this season that we would not waver. We would not be tossed and driven like a sea, oh God. We would not, oh God, allow the circumstances and the issues that have come upon us, oh God, to take us over. But we would remain seated in you, and we would begin, oh God, to decree and declare, oh God, that your word said that we shall be planted. We shall be planted. And not only are we planted, Father, we are rooted and we are grounded, oh God. And when the storm comes, and when the trials come, and when the testings come, and when the challenges come, and they come like the roaring sea, oh God, we know according to your word that you are in us and you are with us, oh God, and we shall keep the posture and remain seated in you in this season, oh God. God, we pray, oh God, that we, no matter what the challenges would come, we would be steadfast and unmovable, always abounding in your works, always abounding in your word, always abounding in your will, oh God. We pray, Father, that in this season that we would begin to execute your will in the earth, Father. There is a plan, oh God, that you have individually assigned for each and every one of us, oh God. We pray, oh God, we pray that the plan of the Lord will be established in us, oh God, and the light that's in us would propel us and would push us to the purpose, to the plan, to the will, and to the goal of the Lord. Father, we pray tonight in the name of Jesus, oh God, that we would remember, oh God, that your word declares that you know the thoughts, oh God, you know our very hearts, oh God. We pray that we would come in alignment, that we would come in alignment with the word of the Lord, that we may be able, as your children, as your sons and daughters of the Most High God, to execute your will in the earth. You said that we are the light of the world. You said that we are the light of the world. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus, no matter what circumstances or situations or challenges that have come upon us, that we would remember that there is a beam inside of us. Your spirit has ignited us. And no matter what the issue is, we should always look to the hills and see the light, knowing, oh God, that you work from the back to the front. God, you work all in the middle, because you're that kind of God. So, Father, I pray that there would be such an assurance. There would be such an assurance knowing that Jesus is mine. There would be such an assurance knowing that this is only a test, that we would not allow our gates, our ear gates and our eye gates and our senses, oh God, to be off in this season. But we would hear what the Spirit is especially saying, oh God. We would allow the fresh wind of your Spirit. We would allow the fresh wind of your presence, oh God, to relax our minds, to heal our hearts, to bring peace, to our troubled souls, that we would, oh God, hide your word inside of us, that we would not sin against you. But God, in all things, we will inquire of you. We will seek of you, knowing and never forgetting, oh God, knowing and never forgetting, Father, that you were in us and you are with us and you are for us. And no matter what we face, no matter what trial may come, no matter what contrary wind may blow, you are in charge. You are in charge. So Father, I pray that there would be such a peace in the souls and the minds of your people. I pray that there will be such a contentment, knowing that it's never what it really looks like. But if we begin to look in our spiritual eyes, if we begin to look by our spiritual eyesight, if we begin to look and remain in the Spirit, that we'll know that it's war. But we'll also know that he's given us the armor. He's given us the armor. So in this season, Father, I pray that we will gird up. We will gird ourselves up and we will put on the full armor of God, that we will be able to stand, because we're standing in the light. We're standing in the light. We're standing in the light. And Father, we pray, oh God, that even though some nights may seem dark and dreary, but God, your word says, in the morning, in the daybreak, there's a daybreak, Father. I pray in the name of Jesus, oh God, that we will begin to see the daybreak in the lives of your people, oh God, that they would have the assurance, they would have the confidence, they would have the know-how to know, oh God, that you're shining inside of them, that you're shining inside of them. I pray in the name of Jesus, oh God, that everywhere the feet, soles of our feet will trod, that they would see the light, that when we walk in the rooms, when we walk in the offices, that they would see the light, that we would be a beam of light of your glory shining, that we may give hope, that we may give love, that we may spread this gospel, oh God. God, I pray for your people, that they would be fortified, that they would be strengthened, that they would know that when they walk in the presence of the Lord, the power of the Lord stands up in them. I pray, oh God, that you would give us in this season the tongue of the learned to know how to share word. I pray, Father, that the lights would not go dim, but they would shine. They would shine, that you would get all the glory. They would shine, that men may come to know you. They would shine, that we would feel your very presence, oh God. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the manifesting healing, oh God, that's shining through us, your word, your presence and your power, your glory and your might, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit, because you are the God. You are the God, and you called us. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus for every ear gate. I pray that our ears would be open, that we will hear. We will hear what the Spirit is saying, oh God. I pray that we would be reminded that in all our different situations and our hardships, that this is just a test. That this is just a test. It's trying of our faith. And our faith is in you. Our trust is in you. Our hope is in you. We trust you, God. We lean on you, God. We believe you, God, because your word is sure. Your word declares that heaven and earth will pass away, but not one jot nor tittle of your word should no wise pass. So, Father, we're going to lean on your word, and we're going to be who you called us to be. We're going to be who you assigned us to be. We're going to be seated in you, that we may be able to do the works, that we may be able to do the works, that we may be a voice to those that are weary, that we may be a voice to those that are down. Father, we thank you, oh God, for the hope of glory, the strength of the Lord, the power of the Lord. We thank you, Father, that no matter what we go through, we never go alone. We do just that. We go through. And Father, I pray that in this season, oh God, that we would sharpen our tools like never before. We would sharpen our tools like never before. I pray, Father, I pray, God, because we are the light, that we would put on the whole armor of God. We would put on the whole armor of God, because it's wartime. But God, we know, according to the book, we win. We win because we're in you. for reminding them you are the light. We pray in the name of Jesus that whatever rooms they go in, they will not choose to reduce themselves, but they'll let the light shine. Let it burn, let it burn, let it burn. Let it shine and let it burn, oh God, because you're going to get the glory. You're going to get the glory, and we shall do the exploits. We shall do the great things because it's in you. So, Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that the glory and the presence of the Lord would forever shine, oh God, forever shine, oh God. I pray, Father, I pray, Father, that would be so bright, so bright, so bright, that sometimes we have to look away, but then we look back again and say, oh, that's the love of God. That's the love of God shining through the heart. I pray in the name of Jesus, oh God, that we would just trust you, that we would not lean to our own understanding in this season, but we would lean and trust and believe in you, because you said you loved us. You said you care for us, and your word says that you have called us, oh God. You called us in the palm of your hand. So, Father, we're going to stay seated in the palm of your hand. We won't stray. We won't move out. We won't allow the circumstances and the situations that seems like it's going to overwhelm us to shift us out. We're going to remain, and we're going to know who we are. We're called to greatness. We're called to greatness. Your power is risen in us, and it's in the earth. So, Father, we thank you. We thank you for blessing your people tonight. We thank you for the assurance in knowing who you have made us. And God, I pray in the name of Jesus, we will begin to walk circumspectly in who you have made us, that we would know who we are. We are the sons and daughters of the Most High God, and you have given us this great commission. You have given us this great glory and this great power. It's not because we're so good, but Lord, it was your grace and your mercy that you've given us. So Father, in this season, no matter what trial, no matter what test, no matter what comes up, we understand that our lives are hid in Christ, that we are in the palm of your hand, and you make no mistakes. Everything has a purpose. Everything has a plan. So, Father, let us just line up and keep seeing the light. Let us keep looking to the hills, because that's where the help is coming from. Let us keep looking unto the author and the finish of our faith, the great and almighty God. And, Father, we just thank you. We thank you for being your light. We thank you, Father. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. And, Father, we promise, oh God, when the storms of life are raging, when the waves are blowing, oh God, we're not going to be tossed and fro. We're not going to be tossed and fro, but we're going to be steadfast, and we're going to be unmovable, and we're going to keep abounding. We're going to keep moving. We're going to keep pressing. We're going to keep moving. We're going to keep pressing, because you've already deputized us as the light. So we're going to be just what you said we were to be, and we're going to do the great exploits. And we thank you, Father, because you are the God of signs, miracles, and wonders. And yes, we're going to see those signs, miracles, and wonders. But God, we're going to keep doing your will, and we're going to find ourselves in the proper placement, that's seated in you, knowing that we're the light. And Father, I pray every room we walk in, we walk in carrying your light. We're walking in with a word that we may share to him that is weary. We're walking with an ear to hear. We're walking in the spirit to sense and know the hours and the times and the season, knowing that God has brought us to this place and he won't retreat us, because victory belongs to us, because we belong to God. So we thank you, Father. We thank you, oh God, because it was no goodness of our own, but it was your love, your grace, your mercy, your favor, your goodness, and your kindness that you rest upon us. And for this, we thank you. As children of light, we shall walk as children of light. And no matter the test, we know that our Father, our Master, our Savior, our King, oh God, that you have already defeated the enemy and he's under our feet. So we will stand in the liberty where you have made us free, and we shall not be entangled with yokes this season. But God, we're going to do the exploits, and we're going to do your will. We're going to do your plan, and we are, and we will continually be the salt and light of the earth. And we thank you. We thank you for your light that's in us. We thank you for burning in us, extracting those things out of us that's not good for us. But we thank you that we have the opportunity to be your sons and your daughters. And God, we pray, no matter what comes, that we will know that you have us caught in the palm of your hand. And God, you love us. You love us. So Father, we pray in this season, we won't get tricked by what we hear, and we would guard the gates of what we see and what we hear. And we would hear from you, and we would allow your spirit, your power, your glory, and your word to be the measuring bar in this season. And we will be the light that others may gleam, that others may see, that others may look, and we will point them to you, and they will look up and see God and live. And Father, we thank you. We thank you. We praise you. We glorify you because you are the God that's listening. And God, you hear us. And we thank you for hearing us. We thank you for hearing us. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise your name, Lord. Praise your name. Everybody that is connected to the line tonight, you ought to be praising God right now. You ought to be lifting up the name of the Lord right now. You ought to be blessing the Lord. You ought to be sending up your praise. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. We honor the Lord tonight. We honor the Lord tonight. We honor the Lord tonight. My God, hallelujah. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I'm telling you, thank you, Elder Sabrina Lopez. Powerful prayer tonight. Powerful time of intercession. Thank you for pouring out upon the saints on the Prophetic Prayer Partnership tonight. I know that God has moved and has heard us tonight. What is so amazing about God is no matter how many people are connected to this line, his ear is inclined to our hearts. The prayers of the righteous avail much. The Lord has heard us tonight, and we can praise him because we know this is true. Well, saints of God, this has been an amazing time, especially throughout this month of February, sharing with how to navigate through the darkness. And the key that we are leaving with tonight is not allowing the darkness to black out our light. We are the light of the world. This is the word of the Lord to us. Jesus said it himself. We are the light of the world. We have a responsibility. We have a burden. I love it. It's a burden, and the burden is heavy. The burden is heavy, but it ought to be our delight to carry it. We are unique. We are something special. The creation of the Lord in the earth, divinely planted in certain sectors of the earth so that we could bring the light. And remember, visibility is clear when you show up. There is nothing but clarity when you are present. And I know that's heavy, but walk in that responsibility. And don't allow the darkness going on around to black out your light. And remember that because you are the light of the world, you are supposed to be an offense to the darkness. Darkness is supposed to be offended when you show up. Darkness should hate to see you coming. Come on, say that with me. Dark, I know, this is how they say it. Say it with me tonight. I know darkness hate to see me coming. I know darkness hates to see me coming. You are the light of the world. Walk in the light. It's a beautiful light. And I want you to continue to be who God has made you the light of the world. Have an amazingly bright week. I pray your week is so full of brightness, the wattage is turned up, and I pray that your light never goes out. Thank you for joining us tonight. Thank you again to Elder Sabrina for leading us in intercession. And then I want you to make sure you're joining us again this week, 7 a.m. each morning, as we are praying Monday through Friday for our morning boost. And then, of course, we'll be back again next Monday for another edition, the first Monday of March. Yes, another edition of the Prophetic Prayer Partnership. God bless everybody and good night.